Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you today, Lord.
already done. And we thank you, oh Lord, for how you made a way. We know that thou art a way maker. We know that thou art a door opener. We know that you are able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we continue to look to you. We continue to trust in you. But where our faith is weak, we need you to give us strength. We need you, oh, Lord. Give us a closer walk with you. We want to be ready when you call our name. We want to be saved in the end, Lord. Oh, my God. We pray that you meet us here today. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let it reach some soul today. Let it touch today. Let somebody cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help somebody to call upon your name. For there's power in your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the souls that you have blessed. We thank you, O Lord, for the work that you're doing. We thank you, O Lord. You've been so good to us. We don't even deserve your goodness. We're not even worthy, Lord. But God, we thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. Help us today. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Go with us and stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you have us to go. Oh, Lord, to give thy name the praise, to thank you in faith. We may not see the deliverance. Help us to move by faith. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help us, oh Lord, to hear your word. Oh, yes, Lord, glory to God. Help us to trust in you with all our heart, doubting nothing, but help today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help thou our unbelief. Help us, oh Lord, and make us what you would have us to be. Move everything that is contrary to your will, everything that seeks to hinder us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to stretch out on your word. Oh, my God, I know you're able today.
You're
able. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you, oh Lord. Oh my God. Thank you for touching and blessing the soul. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. You've been so good to us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Oh my God. We continue to trust in you and look to you, knowing that you're able to do all things. Help us, oh Lord, be faithful unto you, to do your will, speak your word, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we pray that you continue to look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list. You know all about them. You're able to heal and deliver. You're able to save, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We
thank
exalt
you,
your name today. We give glory and honor to thy name. We
thank
praise you,
you
today. Now, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, that you will stand by us, that you will take us through every test and every trial. Help us to endure to the end. Oh, my God. Look on us, oh, Lord. You know all about it. You made us. You know what we're going through. You know what we're dealing with. We pray that you send deliverance, that you will help us overcome. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we'll give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, O Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall, Sr., he was the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still want to remember him and his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 129th verse. That's Psalm 119, verse 129. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usedst to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 129th throughout the 136th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 3193, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7500. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can call our guest call-in number, or if you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks, if you're feeling bold, if you want to testify or read a scripture, or you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, or a singing song you'd like to sing, you can call our guest line at 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and also 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday prayers. And that address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-537. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church holds Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, we are currently in our third district meeting. The climax service is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. via teleconference. If you would like to join us, you can call 508-924-2348. And we want to continue to pray for the soul. Oh, also, Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to just continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list and the souls who are currently battling COVID right now. And we want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Briggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Bereaved White family, Sister Marcelle Horsey and the Bereaved Horsey family, Titus Edmund Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the Bereaved Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Gerald Marcato, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Haminan family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson and the Bereaved Johnson family, Missionary Johnson. Continue to pray for Evangelist Renee Jones, Sister Risa Jones, Sister Cleo Jones, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, and all those, again, who have been affected by COVID and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And please forgive me if I missed your name. It was not on purpose. And we want to continue to keep those folks in prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. But I want to attempt to sing this song. And I know we use the word attempt. So pray for me. I want to attempt to sing this song. Amen.
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. In your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word, please. Order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Your word, your word. Order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. If you order my steps, Lord, I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to lay your praise and ring in your word. In your word. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word. Oh, yeah. In your word. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Order my steps in your word. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. I thank the Lord even for the scripture reading where the Lord was saying, order my steps, my word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And that is a prayer within itself. I don't want iniquity to have dominion over me. That's why I ask the Lord to order my steps in his word, to lead me and guide me and show me the way that he would have me to go. And brothers and sisters, that's what we need to pray and ask God to order our steps in his word so that we don't go astray, but that we will stay on that course that the Lord has put us on. So we encourage you today to continue to look to the Lord. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Let the Lord go in your own way, or a way that is not right or pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. You know, God is a good God. He's a mighty God. And he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He came right on time today. I'm telling you, the Lord moved by his spirit. And I tell you, after that prayer that the pastor prayed, and after we began to give remarks, I tell you, we went right on into our service at the prayer mission. And we began to go forth and praise God. We went right on down in the prayer, and the Lord began to move, and he took over and went the way he wanted to go. We didn't go in no form or no fashion. We didn't even bother to read a scripture. We just went forth in the word of God, prayer, and the word of God. And the Lord began to move. I began to go forth in the dance. Praise God for what he has done, for how he touched my, how he encouraged me on today, and how that he also blessed the souls on today. You know, God, he's got a way. He knows how, and he knows when to deliver the souls, to bless the souls, and to encourage them so that they can go on with the Lord, so that they can get where they need to be. So I'm thankful for the service on the day, all day long. Jesus, the songwriter says, all day long. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that's what it's been for us. I'm not sad about it. I'm glad about it, because that keeps you out of trouble. You put Jesus in it all day long. You don't
have
time in trouble. You don't have time to get caught up with that devil. Glory to God. I tell you, he can't sneak in there. He tried to sneak in there, but God got away. And we just got away. God and lift him up, trust in him, and take him at his word. God will work everything out all right and help us overcome every situation that is going on in our lives. And that is what he did for us on today. And we are happy about it. I tell you, we got caught up after that service. I tell you, we had prayer, and the Lord touched the souls, And after that, I tell you, we just talking about the Lord and what the Lord was doing. And I tell you, the soul even came to the house with us. Hey, talk some more, I tell you.
All right.
Oh, I tell you, I had a long conversation. I haven't eaten anything yet. But I tell you, God is good. It's food all around us. I'm telling you, so much food around us. And I didn't even bother to get no chicken or nothing.
Thank you.
I've just been rejoicing in what the Lord has done. I'm happy about it.
Amazing.
I enjoyed the prayers. Evangelist Amin conducting the conference on today.
Yes,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the prayer that came through Deacon Mac.
Yeah.
I felt his presence. Deacon Mac started praying. His presence. And from that on, I tell you, the Lord just blessed us. And we are much encouraged on today. And we want all of our listeners and our brothers and sisters in the Lord to be encouraged on today. The Lord knows all about what we are going through, and he knows how to help us and to deliver us. So let's look to the Lord and pray and ask him to order our steps so that we don't go in the way of error. God bless you on today. Now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. I tell you, the Lord is blessing. He's blessing more than what people. So we're going to introduce our speaker today. As she comes forth, let us pray with her and for her that the word of God will have free course and that a soul will be blessed. I don't care if it's just one. If that one soul is blessed, we are happy because there's rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth rather than over 99 just that need no repentance. So let's pray for her. In the person of Evangelist Dr. Sheila Hameen, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. God is a mighty good God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for what my ears have heard. Praise the Lord. The word of God that was read, those beautiful, encouraging, inspirational words, and the testimony. I just thank God, even for today, how the Lord blessed this morning. And I'm just happy and excited for what God is going to do, because God is not through yet. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. If you want to get your Bible ready, before we get into the Scripture, I want to say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, and we humble ourselves. Lord, we're asking for guidance and for direction. Lord, we want you to order our steps in your Word, O God. Lord, let your word come forth and minister unto us and bless our souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are depending on you and we are looking unto you. We believe you and we are taking you at your word. We believe it and we count it done, Lord, and we thank you right now. We praise your holy name.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm still stirred up from this morning. Praise be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. God is yet moving. Hallelujah. And I'm just so happy for how God has visited us and blessed us. Amen. So let's get ready now and go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the book of St. Mark, the 5th chapter, 21 through 36. And the Bible reads, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My daughter, my little daughter,
lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his cloak, his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he says unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I thank God for this passage of scripture. And on today, the title of this message is The Healing Power of God's Love. And the theme is Be Not Afraid, Only Believe. We're talking about the healing power of God's love. And just to give you a little background, in St. Mark, the fifth chapter, when Jesus arrived in the country of the Gadarenes, he was met by a man with an unclean spirit. Now, Jesus healed a man, and the man wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus told him to go home to his friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for him and how the Lord had compassion on him. And so the man departed, and he began to publish in a place called Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all those who were there, they began to marvel at hearing the great works of the Lord. Now, the people in the Gadarenes, they were perplexed and confused by this great miracle that Jesus had wrought, and they wanted Jesus to leave their country right away. They wanted him to get out of that country. So Jesus, he got back in the ship, and in the 21st verse, when he was passed over again by ship unto the other side, a lot of people gathered unto him, and he was near the sea. So he was down by the sea when a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, came to him and fell down at his feet because of his little daughter. She was on the verge of death, and he began to beseech Jesus greatly. In other words, he began to ask urgently and fervently for Jesus to come and lay his hands on his daughter. That word beseech, to beg or to entreat. Hallelujah. And so as he was down at Jesus' feet asking the Lord for this favor, the Lord had compassion on him and told him that he would go to the house with him and lay hands on his daughter. Now, mind you, on the way there, there were so many people He couldn't go at a fast pace, but he had to take his time. Glory to God. And that reminds me of sometimes when we feel like we just need the Lord urgently. We need him to come right now. Hallelujah. He will not be late, but he'll always be on time. No matter what the situation is, he will surely be on time. And going back to where the man who was possessed with the devil and how Jesus had compassion on him, that was the love of God. And the love of God has great healing power. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that love, perfect love, casts out fear. But the enemy likes to try to put fear there and doubt. So Jesus, as he traveled along, the woman with the issue of blood came up because she heard about Jesus. She didn't see the miracles that he had wrought. She didn't see when he raised the dead, but she heard of Jesus. And the Bible lets us know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So somebody told her about Jesus, and after she heard about Jesus, she made up her mind that she was going to believe for her healing. So she said within herself that if she could just touch his clothes, she would be made whole by hearing about Jesus. And when we hear those testimonies like we heard on this morning, glory be to God, I believe somebody's faith was increased. I believe somebody was believing that they could take God at his word and receive the healing in their body. This woman, when she touched Jesus' clothes, that love and compassion wrapped up and intertwined in the virtue that went out of Jesus' body and entered into her body, made her whole, because it was coupled with the faith that she had from hearing the word of God, hearing about Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I know sometimes our faith is a little weak. Oh, but if we can just hear the word of God or hear a glorious testimony, that can boost our faith. That can help us to believe God. Hallelujah. And take God at his word. Oh, praise the Lord. But fear will come upon us. Oh, that fear will come, the doubt and all of this. Everything they're trying to cause us not to believe God will come up. Because when this woman heard Jesus ask that question, saying, who touched my clothes? She began to fear and tremble. She was fearing and she was trembling. But that didn't stop her faith. That didn't stop her from knowing what had happened in her body. She knew, just like the 33rd verse says, but the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she came and fell down before Jesus. She began to tell him all the truth. She brought it all out. Hallelujah. And the great love of God made her whole, healed her from that plague. So Jesus gave her comforting words, saying, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. When you have fear, you have torment. Told her to go in peace. She didn't have to fear, and she didn't have to tremble. Glory to God, because God had healed her and made her whole of her plague. Praise be to God. And while Jesus was yet speaking, Here comes someone from the ruler of the synagogue's house telling the synagogue, the ruler rather, of the synagogue that his daughter was dead and saying, why troubles thou the master any further? And that's just like the enemy. Sometimes we're praying about something and we didn't get that answer yet or God didn't move yet. And the enemy will tell us, well, what's the use? Why don't you give up? Why you keep asking God for the same thing? Why you keep on praying about it? But when Jesus heard those words that came with doubt and unbelief, hallelujah, he spoke to the ruler of the synagogue and said, be not afraid, only believe. So God, he just took that doubt right on out the way. He stopped all of any possibility of unbelief. All the synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue had to do was just believe. Hallelujah. And so Jesus did go on to that house, and he took that young girl by the hand, and she sat up. Hallelujah. He healed her. She was dead, but he brought her back to life. Praise be to my God. So even though our situation may be dire or extreme or even impossible, it doesn't mean that God can't turn it around. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear, but believe only, because he looked beyond all of our faults. We may have this fear. We may be trembling about it. We may be worried or upset about it. But he looked beyond our faults, and he has compassion on us, and he also comforts us. Hallelujah. Letting us know that our faith have made us whole. And in some cases, our faith has saved us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I thank God for the word of God. And I want to encourage everyone listening today that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what kind of plague you have in your body, virus, sickness, illness, no matter what it is, God has the power you hold today. God is our healer. Hallelujah. Anything that you need God to do, he has the power to do it. And I'm talking about the healing power of God's love. And I just want to read that verse from 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Glory to God. Being made perfect in love brings about healing. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just in the body, but in your whole entire being, your spiritual portion, your mental being. That brings about completeness and being made whole, being made perfect in love, that love of God. Hallelujah. There's healing power in it. I thank God for the word of God. I hope that you've gained something from this word on today. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer, and let's believe God. After hearing the word of God, maybe somebody's faith has been increased. Maybe someone is encouraged to trust God even the more and not give up. Praise the Lord. No matter how long it's been, maybe it's been about 3 years now and you're still waiting, I want to encourage you, don't give up. But keep on waiting on the Lord. Keep trusting in him. He will come through for you. He will deliver. Hallelujah. He will have compassion on you. Amen. And his love will make you whole. At this time, if there's anyone who believes God and desires to be saved, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to encourage you to just make up your mind, repent of all of your sins, and be godly sorry, so much so that you're not willing or don't even desire to go back and do wrong anymore, but ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away all of your sins. Hallelujah. Turn away from the world. Turn from your ways and repent before God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And I can say, but true God will surely raise you up. God will do it for you today. So let's believe God together. At this time, let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Blessed Savior, we come to you, almighty God. We humble ourselves before you, and we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Lord God, look on us with compassion and lay your hand upon us. Oh God, touch our bodies, our minds, and our souls. Touch, Lord Jesus. Move upon us right now, Lord God. We come to you in faith, Lord, believing that you have power to do everything, oh God. We believe for healing today. Lord, all of those who are plagued with the virus, COVID, Lord, we want you to rebuke that condition, rebuke that virus, Lord God, and heal their bodies. Send your virtue down, God. Let your virtue enter into their bodies and make them whole right now as we are praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let your blood cover and let it wash right now. If any committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, blessed Savior, and raise them up, my God, off the sick bed. Oh, my Lord, go into the hospitals in the name of Jesus. Walk up and down each corridor on every level. Lord, go from room to room. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Save dying souls, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. That soul that's nearest to death, give them a little more time, Lord. Give them time to repent, my God. Give them time to make amends and to set their houses in order. Lord, give them time to come to you, oh Lord, and surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. Look on the backslider today. Oh, my God, have mercy on the backslider and reclaim their souls, Lord. Forgive their sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out their transgressions. Wash them on the inside. Purge them, my God. Clean them up, Lord, and bring them on back home. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. There's nothing too hard for thee. We're depending on you, Lord God, and we're looking unto you. Without you, we can do nothing. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We're praying for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, every prayer list everywhere around the world. Lord, we're praying, God, that you will look on those who have requested prayer. And, Lord, consider every request, every petition, every heart desire. And we ask you, Lord, to grant each and every one according to your will. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will look on our leader. Look on Pastor Jackson, Lord. Encourage him the more and help him to do your will, Lord. Give him vision and revelation. Bless him abundantly in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Look on the congregation. Oh, Lord, bless in the north and the south. Bless your people, Lord, with the things that we stand in need of. Have your way, oh God, and let your will be done. We are praying, Lord God, even for the body of Christ, for those from the least to the greatest. Oh, Lord God, wrap your arms around us and give us strength and power. Take us through, Lord. Preserve us, Lord. Hold our hands. My God, order our steps in your word and keep us in your will in the name of Jesus. Remember the youth today. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for the young people, Lord, for they are the future church. And we are praying, God, that you'll preserve them, preserve their lives and their minds. Don't let the enemy destroy them, oh, God, or destroy their minds. Don't let the enemy put confusion in their minds. But, Lord, put your word in their heart and in their mouth that they may take a stand for righteousness, that they may uphold righteousness and holiness. Oh, Lord, we know you're able. We believe you right now. We're taking you at your word, oh, God, and we give you thanks, Lord, because we believe that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering prayer, oh God. We thank you for blessing us, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word, that beautiful word of God come through Evangelist Hameen, talking about the healing power of God's love. Be not afraid, only believe. And I tell you, I just thought about the service on this morning, how the Lord just began to move in the testimonies of healing that the saints begin to give. And I say, I truly enjoyed it this morning. And this was a very beautiful message, letting us know about God's healing power. And both of the individuals in the scripture that she read about, they both showed an immeasurable faith. You know, the woman, she didn't just think that if she touched Jesus that he would heal her. She said, if I may touch but his clothes. And she did it, and she was healed according to her faith. She believed. And Jairus, even though his daughter was dead, when Jesus told him not to fear but only believe, he was able, because of his belief, because of his faith in Jesus, his daughter was raised again. And I tell you, boy, the power of God is amazing. There's nothing like it. There's no other power but God. I'm inspired by the word of God. I'm just grateful for this broadcast, for Evangelist Hameen. Keep on preaching the word of God. Also, thank God for the prayer. And we would give Evangelist Maybell an opportunity to have remarks and any other clergy who may have called in or want to call in. You may also have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen. Beautiful passages of scripture in showing how that God can heal if we just only have a little bit of faith. And I thank God because, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of situation or what it is that is afflicting our bodies or ailing our bodies. It could be spiritually or physically. God knows how to deliver, but it's up to us to take faith and reach out by faith and believe God in order to get our healing and our deliverance. So I thank the Lord for those beautiful scriptures and the word of God and the word of prayer that came through Evangelist Hameen. I thank God. I'm encouraged through the word. I'm encouraged through prayer. And I'm encouraged through the Lord touching my soul today. Got a mind to continue on with the Lord. I encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, to continue to preach the word of God and continue to allow God to use you in his service. And also, Evangelist Khadija, the same. I pray that you continue to do the will of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist May. You keep on doing the will of God as well and let God have his way in your life. He's moving. I tell you, I'm so glad that you went ahead and obeyed God and, you know, let him move through you in opening up the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. I tell you, both times that we've been there, God has moved, and I've so enjoyed being there. I've enjoyed being a part of this ministry with you as well as you, Mother Van Kameen. If there are no other remarks from any other clergy, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Humphrey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for this broadcast. We are so happy that you took the time to tune in on this afternoon. And I thank God for those encouraging remarks. And thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for hosting the show, doing such a beautiful job as always. And also for Evangelist May for her prayers and her support and encouraging words, inspirational words. And I just want to encourage both of you to continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Now, I'm just so excited. I mean, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. Yeah. I'm glad in it. Oh, hallelujah. My ears have heard such glorious, wondrous works of God. And I thank him. Hallelujah. I am encouraged. Praise be to God. I just want to praise him even the more. And we have another service tonight. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. It's the climax. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. All day long, Jesus. That's it right there. All day long, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for all things. And I thank God for my church family. Praise the Lord for your prayers and for your support. And if there's nothing else, any other announcements or anything further before we close out? If not, those of you who are listening, if you would like to join us tonight, climax of the 3rd Northern District meeting of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, we invite you to please tune in on tonight. Praise the Lord. And that number to call, just one more time, I'd like to give it to you, 508-924-2348. Tune in and be blessed. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to you also tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, this does conclude the broadcast. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.